contributions from the floor. The meeting included a number of fighting contributions from rank and file activists that took the rally well past its closing time of 2 p.m. Billy Cooper, a member of Unite Lane 1111 Housing Workers Branch, has helped to establish Care and Support Workers Organize, CASWO, which is fighting for a radical transformation of the sector, where key workers are largely overworked and underpaid. They support the demands of many of their clients, of disabled people for example, fighting for their rights. This was amplified by Paula Peters, one of several speakers from Unite Community Branches, and also a member of Disabled People Against Cuts, DPAC. They have organized a series of actions against cuts in the next 3 weeks, culminating in action at the Tory Party Conference on the 4th of October, full details at pac.uk.net. National Education Union, NEU, activist Martin Powell Davies, a candidate for NEU Deputy General Secretary, outlined the attacks facing teachers and school staff, and how they had fought back during the pandemic, by using Section 44 of the Employment Rights Act, 1996. This forced the government to close schools at the height of the pandemic. However, the NEU and other unions have not built on this. Martin supported setting the date for a demo in the spring. Padraig Mulholland from NIPSA called for a struggle against the anti-trade union laws, because trade unionists should build on collective action, not just rely on legal health and safety provisions. Hugo Peer and Naomi Byron, both Unison NET members speaking in personal capacities, spoke on the battle for a genuine pay rise in both local government and the NHS. There needs to be coordinated action between unions on pay. Hugo added that the Unison NEC should respond to the cuts by preparing a national strategy to fight, and not just support local branches in dispute. He called for meetings with other unions at NEC level, and emphasized that having a political strategy was important for the unions. This was supported by Len Hockey, secretary of Unite Barts Hospital Trust Branch, who welcomed Sharon Graham's election, but broadened this out to emphasize the need to fight on the political front in councils, etc. He drew attention to the headlines in the papers that day, calling the rise in taxes to pay for the NHS as poll tax 2.0, showing the fear of some sections of the capitalist class at levying a tax that affects all workers equally unfairly. Dave Walsh, Unite convener in Liverpool City Council, said that the low morale among council workers could be transformed into anger and action if union leaders mobilized against the pay rise offer from government. Ferdy Lyons, a Unite member in its London hospitality branch, spoke on behalf of Youth Fight for Jobs. He exposed the incredible exploitation of young workers in this and other sectors of the economy through poverty wages and bogus training, which will worsen with the end of the furlough scheme. Youth Fight for Jobs is touring trade union meetings with speakers in building for a number of local demos on the 9th of October, see back page. PCS activist Marion Lloyd bemoaned the absence of a campaigning PCS leadership in what used to be a fighting union. It had revoked any idea of industrial action during the pandemic, and failed to give a lead to its members, who were facing attacks on pay, conditions and working practices from civil service managers. Jard Wood, our MT NEC member, summed up the discussion by articulating what many felt, that it is a disgrace that this TUC Congress was not convened as a council of war. He concretized Dave Ward's point for a collective fight by agreeing with Joe Simpson that unions have to prepare to strike together against this vicious Tory government and its system. Rob Williams closed the rally by saying that it had been a proper exchange of ideas between union members. He echoed that Congress should do what it did in 10 years ago in the 2011 pensions dispute, prepare the way for common industrial action, to defeat the Tories and fight for a working class alternative to low pay, the cuts and relentless attacks on our rights and conditions. This was a rally that really reflected working class anger at the capitalist system, and showed a way to fight back.